You're listening to Weekend Edition Sunday on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Bradley Campbell. Now, this morning we're joined by Pasco-based science writer and author Todd McLeish. He has a new book out titled Narwhals, Arctic Whales in a Melting World. Todd, when I told some friends about this interview, the first question many had were, "Nar what?" So, what are narwhals?
Narwhals are an Arctic whale, maybe 15 feet long, with an 8-foot long spiral tusk. It's their left tooth. In fact, it grows through their upper lip, straight out. This is an animal that lives high in the Arctic, way above the Arctic Circle, and it's a remarkable creature that's tied in with all sorts of interesting storylines, from whale hunting to mythological unicorns to climate change to all sorts of other things that make it just an amazing animal.
Now, you've actually gone up to the Arctic several times to witness the creature up close. What are they actually like?
Well, you know, they're somewhat docile, to be honest. I spent 3 weeks with a research team basically camped on a beach 400 miles north of the Arctic Circle, where we had about 200 narwhals swim by us every 6 or 8 hours for a couple weeks at a time. And, you know, it was really great to hear them come. You could hear them from quite a distance away just as they're breathing and surfacing in the waters. They seem quite quiet and no aggression at all, as some people might suspect that with this large tool, this large weapon that they have on their face.
Speaking of that so-called weapon, you write that you witnessed something pretty spectacular when you were on Baffin Island, a narwhal joust?
I have to say that I've had an awful lot of pretty amazing wildlife encounters, and this one has to be perhaps my favorite of all time.
What happened?
Well, we had spent 3 days at a camp on Baffin Island without having seen a narwhal yet, and we woke up in our tent at midnight to the sound of some heavy breathing outside, and the sound was some narwhals right close to us. And they emerged out of the depths about 50 feet off the beach with their tusks straight up in the air, and a couple of them at the time as if they were jousting.
That sounds spectacular. Just really, really spectacular. Another thing that you write about in the book is this connection that people still have with narwhals and unicorns. Is the attachment to a mythical creature good or bad for the species?
Well, I'm a little concerned about that. Certainly, even with this book, when I tell people that I'm writing a book about narwhals, many people thought that this was a mythical creature, that a narwhal was mythical, that it's somehow tied in with the unicorn and with the mermaid, perhaps. So people, for one thing, if they don't think it's real anyway, they're not going to care about it. They're not going to be concerned about the issues that it faces. So I would certainly argue that being so closely tied in with this mythical animal, it is a little bit concerning for its future, because it is facing a number of issues that are man-made to some degree and need to be paid attention to.
You bring that up, and you know, NOAA just reported that it was the hottest year on record. Can narwhals respond to a warming ocean?
That's the greatest concern for these guys right now. Their population numbers are pretty strong at the moment, but the biologists who study these guys suggest that along with the polar bear, narwhals are the most threatened Arctic animal out there, because they're not very adaptable to changing environmental conditions. They do live in close association, especially in the wintertime, to the pack ice. They feed and live for the whole winter months in an area that is 97 or 98% covered in ice. They just come return to the surface in these little tiny cracks and leads in the ice. So they really are very ice-dependent, and this warming is certainly a concern. Are they going to be able to adapt to changing conditions, to changing locations of where their food might be?
So they really face a precarious future.
They do.
You worried about them?
I am probably more worried than the biologists are. I've talked to lots of biologists. I interviewed all sorts of people about these. And my last chapter of the book basically allows the biologists to wrap things up. All of them say narwhals are doing fine right now. They're healthy. The population is strong. But all of them also followed that up by saying that who knows what's going to happen in the next century as the Arctic environment changes dramatically. I'm worried about them, but I'm also worried about most creatures. You know, the chipmunk that crosses the road, I'm worried about him too. But this is a serious animal that needs attention, and I'm happy to be bringing that attention with this new book.
Todd, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
You're quite welcome.
That's Pasco-based science writer Todd McLeish. His new book, Narwhals, Arctic Whales in a Melting World, will be out in March. And you're listening to Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR. It's you.